This is the Life Journey Podcast with Quentin, a.k.a. Q Gauze No Days Off. From on the field and off the field, NFL player and entrepreneur. Motivating you to be the best you can be and getting you out of your comfort zone. Sharing with you travel, sports, and entrepreneurial tips with amazing guests on the show. Now, get ready for your life to change with the Life Journey Podcast and your host, Quentin Gauze.
How's it going? This is Quentin Gauze. This is the Life Journey series. Hey, man, this is episode 2. Hey, we're here with Bruce Johnson. Just like I said, man, we haven't been doing our series in a while, but we're back with episode 2. Hey, Bruce, how's it going, man?
It's going pretty good, man. Thanks for having me on the show.
You know, no problem at all. This is amazing. Hey, me and Bruce, man, grew up, you know, working out, playing football. I mean, this guy's a beast. Grind it. I mean, he's an amazing man. So, Bruce, man, tell us, you know, what you got going on nowadays and stuff, man.
You know, since football's been over, just taking a journey into financial advising, doing a little bit of personal training on the side, trying to get guys, you know, where I've been. So, you know, just trying to show them the ropes and, you know, how to get there the best way possible, you know.
Respect, respect. So tell the crowd, you know, the audience, what, you know, how you grew up, you know, where you grew up, and some of the things that, you know, lessons you learned as a kid on the way up through college and beyond.
So, I mean, I would say a lot of people now know me for, you know, playing football, obviously. You know, for me, the football journey, you know, was a late start. I didn't start playing football until 7th grade. I couldn't make the weight limit for Pee Wee football. So, you know, on up through 12th grade at Gates Chalai, went to University of Maine, became an All-American there, and then, you know, got my shot to play in the league. You know, definitely was a great experience. You know, finally being there. Crazy thing was probably playing with my favorite player, Jason Kelce. That was definitely crazy, you know, when I first got to meet him. But overall, man, it was definitely an amazing experience for me.
Man, it was crazy. And it was crazy that we got to play on the same team,
yeah,
bro. That was wild. Because I remember when was it? Yeah, it was the last day of the draft.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, okay, you know, I don't know. Like, actually, explain what your experience during the draft, you know, the rounds are going through. You're like, mm-hmm. okay. And then, like, tell us how, like, what teams are calling you and mm-hmm. stuff like that.
All right, yeah. So, for me, you know, going through the draft, had a little draft party the first day, you know, rounds 1 through 4, I believe it was. Knowing that I wasn't going to be going those days, but probably not until the second day or after the draft. You know, my agent and myself had an idea that I was going to San Diego from talking to them. Mm. You know, it happens that San Diego takes a center, Max Terrick from USC, in the first round. So that was like a, you know, a punch in the gut for me. As the draft goes on, you know, I'm talking to a couple of other teams, but San Diego's still in the mix. You know, we're still talking to San Diego. And in the sixth round, they choose another center over me. So after that happened, I kind of figured, okay, San Diego's out the picture. You know, the draft ended. You know, I was kind of down, but still had my hopes of going somewhere.
Right.
After the draft, talking to Oakland, the Eagles, of course, San Diego, and Cincinnati, and Atlanta. A couple of those teams told me that I was a tryout player, no money on the line, nothing like that. Finally, we got Philly on the line, and it came down between Philly, San Diego, and Oakland.
Okay.
And, you know, Philly happened to offer me the most money, so that's where I went pretty much.
There you go. There you go. I feel you, man. Explain the experience, though. How did you feel during that time where, like, during the draft, and, like, you see some guys that get drafted that, like, probably shouldn't have gotten drafted.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen it myself when I was, you know. How did you feel about that? Because some players, like, they, you know, you let them know that experience.
So, right. I mean, the craziest thing is, man, you see players get drafted that you played. You know, players that you dominated on your own film, and they're getting drafted, and you don't get your shot to get drafted. I mean, it was definitely hurtful, but at the same time, you know, you just got to know guys got a plan for you. You know, it may not be to get drafted. It may be, you know, go after the draft or be a tryout right. player. You just got to go your hardest to try to make that team regardless of whatever your situation is.
Hey, man. Hey, everybody, we're here with Bruce Johnson. He played at University of Maine, went to Gates Chalai, played in NFL with the Eagles and the San Diego Chargers. Now they're the LA Chargers.
Yeah.
but he's grinding, man. So, Bruce, continuing talking. So, your experience on the Eagles and stuff, playing, what was the first day like?
The first day was nerve-wracking, man. I mean, I remember the equipment manager came. We had to fill out this sheet about, like, you know, how do we feel to be there? You know, our favorite players, favorite food, just real generic. And, you know, like I said before, the craziest thing for me was admitting that my favorite player actually played for that team, played the same position as me. You know, I watched this guy growing up, Jason Kelce. And, you know, that was definitely awkward. And, you know, I kind of felt like I can't go to this guy and be like starstruck, be like, oh, hey, man, I watched you my whole life, this, this, and that. But, right. You know, after meeting him, I mean, he was definitely real receptive. I mean, you know, I still reach out to him every now and then to this day. And I mean, he's definitely a good mentor for me. So that definitely worked out in my favor.
Blessing. And let people know like the importance of like networking when you're in the NFL.
Networking is humongous, man. NFL, you know, everybody jokes NFL stands for not for long. And that's the truth, man. I mean, they say the average NFL career, a good career now is 3 years. So, and I mean, a lot of people don't understand, you know, it takes a lot to make it to that active roster. You know, especially a person like me, you know, offensive lineman. I don't got many spots to make it there. You know, I'm not really a special teams guy. I play one side of the ball and that's it. You know, so, I mean, as far as making it there, you know, it's definitely a struggle. But I would say the biggest takeaway for me was, you know, meeting different people, you know, meeting the GMs, meeting other people that work around the facility and, you know, seeing what they do. And, you know, how can I kind of, you know, mix it up with them to try to figure out, you know, where could I place myself in the future after football?
Right.
So, you know, just kind of getting with those guys and using them as mentors and seeing how they reach their spots. You know, I went to college for mass communications, you know, very similar to you, obviously. we got the exact same degree. So, you know, getting with guys in the communications department and, you know, talking to them and see how they got to, you know, communication spot with the Eagles.
Right.
That definitely helped me out. And, you know, also for me, I think the biggest thing is when it comes to networking is the referrals that you get from it.
Right.
You know, it's not really so much about, you know, talking to that one person, but it's about making a lasting impression on that person. So,
exactly.
You know, when a spot comes up, they might bring up your name.
Right. And some of those lasting impressions last for life.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they'll remember you. Right. I called a guy the other day. Mm-hmm. You know, the Lord was telling me, hey, call somebody. Mm-hmm. And I called this guy that was an NFLPA. Mm-hmm. And he picked up the phone. And I just asked him about networking and stuff. And he said, there's some event to go. Like, it was just random. It was like, oh, yeah, this is an event you can go to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'll put your name on the list. Like, make sure you come down here. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, it was an opportunity, though.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, this high up dude remembered me from just being. So, like, yeah, the importance of, like, just keep your name out there, staying relevant as much as you can. Mm-hmm. And just networking with people, even though it's like it can be uncomfortable networking.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, it's definitely intimidating, man. You know, you come from college and you go to the big leagues. It's like you're scared to talk to everybody, but at the same time, you know, you gotta kind of just stick your neck out there and just go for it, man. Because the more people you meet, the more better off you are at the end of the day.
Right. Hey, we're gonna take a quick break, real quick. Hey, we're here with Bruce Johnson. Hey, man, played at University of Maine, played with the Eagles and the San Diego Chargers. Hey, we'll return back real soon.
Here at Iron Visuals, we love to create the cinematic experience for your company and for your target audience. This is what it's all about in today's day and age. So book us today. Go to www.ironvisuals.com to see what we can offer you. Cinematic visuals, graphic design, and marketing. See you soon.
Johnson, such an amazing guy. Bruce is in the house.
Appreciate
hey, Bruce.
It, man. Appreciate it.
So, Bruce, you know, we've done actually a couple workouts actually this, you know, past week or so.
Yeah.
I know I wasn't able to join in those couple. It was like a couple months actually.
Yeah.
Jojo, my, you know, my younger brother who was here on the show last time, mm-hmm. was he's constantly been grinding with you. And I see Jojo has totally transformed.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, like from Jojo in eighth grade. Or younger,
yeah.
To now is a totally different JoJo.
Yeah,
and you remember when he was young, like he was like, I don't want to go live. I don't, and man, and you know, so appreciate you, like you know, taking him in, like that's your brother too.
That's little bro, man.
Yeah,
sure.
Man. So you know, we'll kind of finish off here. You know, leave the people because we have some listeners in UK and Colombia, different parts of parts of the world. Leave them with a quote. Leave them with something that you know you utilizing within your life that helps you get through the day, that motivates you.
I think just my biggest takeaway from life, man, just the way I walk my path is just, you know, God has a plan for you. Hmm. You know, and it may not always be what you think it is, you know, but my biggest thing is just live in the moment, be where you are at all times. Don't think about, you know, what happened in the past, what's going to happen in the future. Just be where you are at that moment,
right.
And just take it for what it is. Don't take things for granted. And that's I feel like if you, you know, go about your life that way, then, you know, you'll always be in the right place and in the right state of mind.
Respect. Hey, great words of advice right there. And Bruce, last question to ask you again. What does the future hold? What does the next 5-10 years hold? And where do you see yourself going and doing within that time period?
It's definitely been a big transition for me, you know, kind of becoming an entrepreneur, stepping away from being an athlete, but also having that, you know, the ties to being an athlete, and tying that into becoming a financial advisor. The biggest takeaway that I had from the Eagles and the rookie symposium was, you know, 80% of NFL players end up going bankrupt, you know, so
yep.
I want to be a guy that can help with that, especially in the black community. I feel like the black community doesn't understand, you know, generational wealth as much.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for me, being a black face and be able to get out there and, you know, talk to different people and talk to different crowds, I think I can really preach that and, you know, kind of teach people how to save that money for their children and their children's children, you know.
Right. So. Hey, man. No, I appreciate you, man. That's some real stuff right there, because there's a lot of people that don't understand, because you have new money and old money.
Exactly.
And you got to create that new money now. And
right.
I mean, I love, like, going down to Atlanta and mm-hmm. just seeing a lot of, you know, African-American people,
yeah.
like, really building wealth and, like, millionaires. Just walking around. It's like, hey, like, this is what I'm doing, and I'm grinding, and, you know, my kids are good.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are set. I'm like,
that's the way to live, man.
So I'm going to get this. I'm going to get this, man. I'm going to attack it.
Yes,
so
sir.
Staying motivated, bro. But appreciate you being on the show.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, again, shout out your IG, your Facebook, shout out everything. Make sure all the people hear it.
You know, IG, Facebook, pretty much everything. Every social media I got, BruceJ55. So follow me on there, man. Everything.
Hey, man, make sure you follow the man. He's a grinder. Bruce Johnson is the man with the plan. Appreciate you having on the show.
Appreciate it, man.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the Life Journey Podcast with Quentin Gause. To find out more and to follow the journey, visit Quentin's Instagram at QGause or our business page at iron_visuals. For full recaps of the show, find us on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Thank you for tuning in.